We want to begin by welcoming all of you to this Tech Talk training session on the various messenger services. I know about Instant Messenger because I use that occasionally, but I'm really anxious to hear this. Our lady is Char, and she's from Nova Scotia, Canada. She's our presenter. And to play her presentation, and then she'll answer any questions, we'll ask our great engineer and friend, Rob Hancock of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to play Char's presentation. So the mic, so Rob, the microphone is yours.
I have an apology to make. I am recording this at the tail end of the presentation, right before I send it out, but I'm playing it at the beginning. Because I have to tell you something. Over the course of recording this and editing this and going through it and listening and making sure it's all peachy keen, I realized three things. First of all, I don't sound like I'm 12 anymore. I maybe moved up to about 20. Second of all, it is way more difficult than I ever thought possible to get minutes to sit down at my computer without being interrupted. Third of all, my children are noisy. And the things that I don't even notice while they're going on, I listen to it in the background and go, holy crow, that's loud. And there's a lot of that. I hope it's not too loud to make this unlistenable. I hope it's okay, but there is background noise, mostly from the baby banging and playing with the door and cooing and doing stuff like that. Some of it I recorded while the kids were in bed, and some of it I recorded while I was holding him and he was sleeping, and that's all good. But like that, like the banging in the background, I really hope it's okay, and I sincerely apologize for the background noise. All right, on with the show.
Hi, I'm a 32-year-old stay-at-home mom of three. I have a 1-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So there's probably going to be a lot of kid noises in the background, and I'm sorry about that. Did my best to avoid them, but somehow I just can't. Which is why I asked to record this, because sitting for one place at one time for any length of time is usually rather difficult without being mama-ified. So that's why we're doing it this way. I'm going to be talking about the messengers, Yahoo, MSN, and AOL. My husband says that too much. Be a phone and be a messenger, you know, it's all good. But I tend to use some more than others, and because I like some of the features in a couple of them more than I like the others. And that's a personal thing. Some things just the way it is, and that's why I'm doing this, so that you can try and choose for yourself which one you think is best for your needs. They are all more or less accessible. Some more, some less. But the features in them, a friend that uses one that I don't think is very accessible that she really, really likes, and my husband, who is not blind, but that doesn't really matter, won't go near AOL with a 10-foot pole, and I really like it. It's just a personal preference. I think we're going to start with AOL, and the installations for these are pretty typical, so I'll start once you have it installed. You get AOL at www.aim.com. And we will start by setting up a username. I should note, I have an older version of JAWS on my computer, JAWS 7, but I did download the demo of JAWS 8 for this. So I'll have to reboot every once in a while, which, because I'm recording, shouldn't be that, you know, much of an issue. Some of them I'm using AIM 6. It is accessible with the older versions, well, with version 7 at least. You just have to turn forms mode off on users, or for the versions, version users. Older than 7, I don't know. You'll have to fiddle with it. And let's go. All right, so here we are. You've got AIM installed, and it's going to come up with a box asking you for your screen name. And if you don't have one, we can find the
password. Sign the button. Get a screen name button.
Get a screen name button, and we'll click that.
App started. Arrow. Windows Internet Explorer app started. 2%. Arrow app started. Screen name service. 100%. 2 added to 23 wins. Screen name rapper name. Screen. Set create a screen name rainbow button 1 of 2.
Yes, we want to. I did a control insert home to get to the first form field on the page because we know what we're doing and I hate reading through useless information. So, okay. Get a screen name is what we want to do.
Now check use an existing email address at a screen name rainbow button 2 of continue button.
We'll continue.
100%. Our desired screen name, edit. Left click, form, no
name. Desired screen name. My current screen name is CHARVOR1975, so we'll just add a 1 to that. It should be pretty safe. CHARVOR1975.
Start password. Password edit.
There's my password.
Help win. Start retype password. Password.
There's my password again.
Display name, edit.
Char would be my display name.
Out of table.
Although I haven't honestly figured out because it never shows up as Char, it just shows up as my Charvor 1975. So I don't know what the purpose of that is. It's not what I thought it was. And there you go.
Out of table. Star account security question. Combo box. Select a question. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh,
what
let's
is
see.
Your favorite town?
Where is my favorite town?
Table. Column
sure,
two,
that
up.
Works.
Star answer. Edit. Star retype your answer. Edit.
That you would know is if you forget your password, it'll ask you that, and you'll answer what you answered, and it'll send you your password.
Out of table. Alternate email address. Edit.
Alternate email address. CHARVOR1975@AOL.com. I can get the spam there. The one thing about AOL is I never use the mail because I find it completely inaccessible. You can't... when the mail, little mail dialogue thingy pops up and I click to check my email, which I have to use the JAWS cursor for, I can't even see it on the web page. So I never use my AOL mail at all. But it, when you sign up for the Messenger, it automatically sets up a mail account for you anyway. So if you figure out how to do that, you will have an email address.
Table, column 2, row 1, star birthday, combo box, MM.
My birthday is January.
MM.
Oops.
01.
It wants numbers. Well, how finicky is that?
Combo box. DD. 04. 0 birth edit.
There's my birthday.
Now check female rainbow button. 1 of 200.
That would be me. Female.
Check female rainbow button. 1 of 234.
1 of 234?
Star country. Combo box. June 1. The United States of America.
That would
Canada.
Be Canada.
Out of table. Star zip code. Edit. Terms of service link. Privacy policy link table column 2 row 2 can't see this image link.
Okay, I love these little word verification thingies. They get my goat completely. But at least AOL has an accessible one because it has an audio feed, which Yahoo does not, which annoys me. Yahoo does. Never mind. I'll get to Yahoo when I get to Yahoo. Anyway, I can't see this image, so let's see what it does.
Windows Internet Explorer edit combo about when 0 items on no verification. What blank audio? Blank. Link help. Blank. Press the play audio button below to listen to the audio. Type the word you hear into the box and click the submit button.
Aha! That sounds pretty straightforward.
And what is this? Blank. Table with two audio. Play on the link and play audio button.
Okay.
Select the screen name Windows Internet Explorer.
That came in a new window, by the way, so I just tabbed over to the other one. There's the edit box. And that was KN36XLWX, I hope.
KN36XLWX.
I just reviewed with my cursor there.
Out of table, submit button.
And we're going to submit and hope for the best.
Star answer, edit, commando. Star answer. Table with two friends.
What didn't you like?
Two of six. And thank you for getting your password. Star, table with two. Screen name, be your first. Star requires, heading level one, star requires field. Grant, link help. Heading level one, screen name, link help. Select the name. Selected record control. Arrow, wave pad master, record control.
All right. Always assuming you did not manage to mess up the enter screen name thing like I did. I did it straightforward, but I, you know, entered something wrong or something. You will create your buddy name, or your screen name, and then you will enter that and your password into the little box that comes up, and it will sign you in, and you will get a window that looks like this.
Hey, buddy, with setup button menu, horizontal side. Oops. Open button, 0, select 0, 1, family, 0, select 0, co-worker, 0, select recent button, 0, select 1, open, outline, 3, button, 0,
all right. So that's what you get. You get a list of groups with no buddies in them. And in order to chat with somebody, you have to add them to your list. And you do that. You can do it through the menus, or you can tap to the buddy setup.
I have this available on my phone. Hey. Set this button with setup button menu.
Right there. That's tabbing twice to it. And you hit the space bar on that.
Button with setup button menu. Add button new.
And add buddy is indeed what we want to do.
Arrow, new buddy, screen name, edit.
Screen name of the girl that we want to add is S U P V O U. Oops.
New. Buddy group, combo box,
hit
buddy,
tab to the buddy group, and the buddy is just fine. That's the group we want her in.
Save button.
And we'll hit save.
Hey, buddy with setup button menu, horizontal side.
And there she is. She is online. Now we've added a buddy. That's pretty straightforward, and we will chat with her because that's what we're here for, right?
Set buddy with setup button menu. Set distance, next buddy with multi-select list box. Open buddy 1, select 1, 1 of 5.
Alright, so we now have a buddy in our buddies list. I think before I am, I'm going to show you a little bit about AIM.
Select AIM. AIM, send distance message.
I'm using my original ID, not the one I created. Because Kirsten, who I was going to chat you with, that's the SUP doula, had to go, so I got some. And to navigate the buddy list, you go up the presumably you do. And it's a tree view, and you have different groups. You have coworkers and family and friends and so on. Whatever groups you want, you can make more or you can delete or whichever. And it has the offline contacts in a separate bunch.
Two, Sammy Cell Mobile. So, one, co-workers, one.
Co-workers.
Two,
we have Sammy Cell there. I don't really know why, just because.
One, recent buddy 4/11, open, 2 of 3.
And recent buddies, if somebody chats with me and I reply to them, they're automatically added to my recent buddies.
Two, Amore CLG, Idol, 1, Everly, 2, Away. GRRR, Jenny, GRRR. Or Fanpacks, Mobile, App Start.
And you can tell when I arrow down there that you're told automatically if they're idle or away or on a mobile device.
GRRR, or Fanpacks, Mobile.
And Worf and Dax is the lady we'll be chatting with. Her name is Sandy and she lives in New York. I'm going to hit the applications key or the right to get into the context menu because you can get most of what you need there.
Get money info, dot, dot, dot. Get money info, dot, dot, dot.
Hi. All right, when I hit that, on Worf and Dax's name, I get buddy info so I can pull up her profile.
Get AIM page.
Get AIM page.
AIM dot 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 S.
Instant message.
Send file dot 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 S.
Send a file.
Send mail dot 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 S.
Send mail.
Send picture dot 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 R.
Send a picture.
Edit buddy dot 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 E.
Edit buddy. I think that's to edit contact and email address and so on.
Delete selection L.
Delete selection.
Block buddy K.
Block
add buddy dot 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 E.
That's pretty standard.
AIM buddy with multi-select with box. Worf and Dax. Mobile. Or
pretty standard stuff there. There's a few more things you can do if you go Alt-M to get into the My AIM menu.
Chat.
I use this chat quite a bit. This is where you can set up to do a voice chat, which I would show you if I wasn't using the microphone. I'm not sure how well that would go over, but I could do a voice chat, or what I like to do is a buddy chat. And I'll show you how that works. I can't do it because she's on a mobile device and her cell phone doesn't have the software to do it. But I will show you how you would set it up anyway.
Screen names to invite separated by commas edit, leaving menus. Screen names to invite separated.
What you can do is set up a chat room for you and a few buddies. I do this quite a bit actually. And you would enter the buddy names separated by commas there.
And they don't have to be on your buddy list for you to add them. So if you know of somebody, but they're not on your buddy list, but you know they would want to go into a chat with you guys, you can do that.
Chat invitation from server 1975. Chat invitation from server 1975. Chat room edit. Chat 1,169,423,000,000.
And it gives you a default chat name, default chat room name, that I could add something like tech, talk, chat. And they usually don't let you do spaces, so I capitalize the letter of each word so that Josh says it properly.
Chat room, edit tech, talk, chat. Send button.
And then I would hit the send button. And I would, like I say, I would do that, except Sandy's software can't. I'll get an error message when I do that because her software currently doesn't do it. So I'll hit escape to get out of there.
Hey, buddy, with no piece of
so I think that's really neat. That's a way to get a group together and have a nice, fun chat. Similar to a chat room like you would find on Yahoo and so on, only you select the people that you want to be in there.
Funny with multi-select list box. Open
and that's basically it. The voice chat and the chat room and the instant messages are the features that I use mainly on AIM, although you can send files and emails and do the typical stuff there too. And now it's time to have a chat.
Selected record control. Record.
Okay. I am now going to instant message on AOL and see that the thing was recording this over several days. First, I was going to chat with Kirsten. Then I was going to chat with Sandy. And now I'm going to chat with Leanne, whose name on AOL is Blissful Mama.
Selected Windows Live message. Selected AIM. Selected record control.
Okay.
Selected AIM. AIM, buddy with multi-select.
And there I can just hit a B.
Blissful Mama, 5.
And there she is, and she's online. I know that because she's in one of the online groups, and I'm going to hit enter.
I am with Blissful Mama from Charlie.
And there she is. So I can say, hi, Leanne.
1975. Hey, Leanne.
That would be high.
1975. Hey, Blissful Mama. Hi, Char. Mama, how's it going?
All right. You are hearing, by the way, the sound of the message coming in, and then the name of the person speaking, and then the message that they are sending.
1975. All right.
I'm tired.
1975. I'm tired. Well, Mama, me too. I think we both need to get more sleep.
That's a given.
UI, space.
Given.
1975. That's a given.
And I'll ask, how was your weekend?
1975. How was your weekend? Mama, good. A little busy, but it was a lot of fun.
All right. Now, if I want to find what she's saying, if I miss a message because I'm in another window, or if I misunderstand something and can't hear it properly, I can do a Control-Shift-H.
Conversation history. Conversation history. One frame of no links. Conversation history.
And it takes you to something like...
Mama, how was your weekend?
It takes you to something like an HTML page, so that if somebody writes an email address or makes a link, you can click on the link and it will open your web browser. Now let's see what she said.
Mama.
I went to the bottom and I'm going to go back up.
Yes, Charlie 1975. How was your weekend? Blissful Mama. Good. A little busy, but it was a lot of fun. When? Blissful Mama is typing dot dot dot. Blissful Mama is typing dot dot dot.
Excuse my music. I'm going to update the screen. Sometimes you have to do that.
Blissful Mama, school starts tomorrow. Blissful Mama, how was your weekend?
She says, school starts tomorrow and how was your weekend?
Enter text to your edit.
Quiet.
1975. Quiet.
Leanne has two boys. One is in kindergarten and one is in grade 1. And that's basically all you want to worry about. I can tap through the rest of this window, but let me say something to keep the conversation going here. Are the boys in bed yet? Now I'll tap through the rest of this window.
Send button. Talk button. Video button.
Talk button is voice chat, video button, his camera.
Picture button. I am with Whistle Mama from Java 1975, availability available online, time 10 and send files button menu. Conversation history read only edit Java 1975, page we am. Enter text to edit.
And that's it, that's pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward and easy, so it's just shift tab to get back to the window. If you are in a chat room with AOL or with...
Whistle Mama, no, not a chance.
LOL.
Java 1975, oh, Whistle Mama, Matthew might be almost there.
Charlotte
1000, Whistful Mama. Patrick is still hanging around down here with me. Charlotte Whistful Mama, but soon. Enter text to Whistful Mama, fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte 1975, oh, yeah.
Alright, now I think I'm going to say. I think we've pretty much done this, so I'm going to say, okay, that's about enough for now. See you later. And a smile at the end.
Oh. You are currently using Java. Edit. Mr. Mama, okay, have a nice night. Smiley.
You.
Okay.
You too.
Alright,
I was just going to point out, when you are using the chat that I was just telling you about, where you can have a whole group of people, it looks exactly like that window, except there's an added tree view so that you can see who's in the chat room, and you tab forward twice to get to the conversation history instead of back tabbing once. Otherwise, it looks the same. And that's about it for chatting and IMing with AOL. So that's AOL. Things I like about AOL are it's reasonably accessible right out of the box. Older versions of AOL, the buddy setup isn't quite so intuitive as it is. This one gives you edit boxes and things, that's kind of nice. The other one you have to work around a little bit more. I was going to mention for older JAWS users who are upgrading to AIM 6, I should say for older versions of JAWS users, who are upgrading to AIM 6, my JAWS 7 works, but when you go into the, when you back tab into the conversation history window, it turns into a window something like Internet Explorer users, and you have to turn forms mode on to read the messages properly. That's the only thing I found. Otherwise, it works all right. For versions older than JAWS 7, I don't know. But if you are using an older version of AIM, it works just fine with JAWS 7. You don't have to do anything like that. I just upgraded to AIM 6, and I really like it. But, you know, there's always something to be said for staying with older versions if you can. Okay, things I don't like about AOL. This can actually be said for all of them. AOL, Yahoo, and MSN. You have to watch when you install because they are likely to install toolbars and so on and all that kind of fun stuff that you might not want. Alright, on to Windows Messenger. Well, anyway, watch when you install because there's always checkboxes you can uncheck if you don't want that stuff. You usually do a custom install instead of a typical install, and you should hit all that stuff. Okay, on to Windows Messenger. And if you are running Windows XP, you already have Windows Messenger, an older version. It works fantastically with JAWS. With older versions of JAWS, especially, Windows Messenger is great. It should be in your program menu. And it works the same as MSN Messenger that you have to download. MSN Messenger is not called MSN Messenger anymore. It's called Windows Live Messenger. And they've sort of integrated that. It's pretty much the same thing as Windows Messenger. I suppose MSN Messenger has a few more features. But if you upgraded to Windows Live Messenger, it works great with JAWS 8 and JAWS 7. I was using JAWS 5 when it first came out, and it didn't work at all, so the older versions... If you're using older than JAWS 6 or so, you'd probably want to stay with Windows Messenger. But since I'm running JAWS 7 now, I'm going to show you Windows Live Messenger. And you get Windows Live Messenger at, I think, get.live.com is where you download the program. So you've installed Windows Live Messenger, and that's worked all right for you, I think. Remember, as I said with the AOL, to do always try and do a custom install, and that way you can pick and choose what you want it to do and install, and whether it wants you, whether you want it to make MSN your home page and things like that. It's always a good idea with the messengers because they come bundled with a whole bunch of stuff that you may not want. So you've installed it, and you come up with a window, maybe that doesn't look quite like this, but pretty much.
Okay, WavePath Master, WavePath Calling Room, selected Windows Live Messenger, Windows Live Messenger, email address, suttonchandler@mail.com, alt plus e.
There we are. That's my email address, but we are going to go to, again, create a new account, and I think in Windows Live Messenger, it's smarter to back tab to that, so shift tab.
Get a new account link.
There we are, get a new account.
Selected Windows Live Messenger, Windows Live Messenger, app started.
I have to tell you,
Carol.
I've done this a few times to make sure I sort of know what I'm doing. The
app
first
started.
Time I did it was in Windows Internet Explorer, and I couldn't get the 2%. Check availability button and the
100%. Get Windows Live with
audio,
six
audio feed for the word verification to work. So I tried it in Firefox, and every time I loaded it in Firefox, it crashed Firefox. Then I tried it in Windows Messenger or in Windows Internet Explorer again, and it worked. So let's keep our fingers crossed that this time it actually works.
Windows Live Trademark Services Heading Level 1. Get your Windows Live ID Heading Level 1.
I just moved down by heading to get my Windows Live ID.
When?
And there's a link underneath that says Sign Up, and we're going to click that.
2%. Sign up for Windows Live. 100%. 8 headings and 12 links. Sign up for up.
Alright.
Sign up for Windows. Sign up for Windows Live heading level 1.
Again, moving by heading.
Star required fields heading level 2.
Okay.
Sign up for Windows Live.
I'll start it reading here so you can hear what it says.
Heading level 1. Sign up for Windows Live heading level 2. Star required fields. This page link graphic turned open / off. Heading level 2. Create a Windows Live ID. Star Windows Live ID. Edit a combo with. When? Heading level 2.
I should have started up. It tells you all the stuff that your Windows ID lets you do and. You know, lets you sign into all the passport accounts and so on.
Start Windows Live ID.
Edit. We're going to
choose. Forms mode on. Secure connection. Create a Windows Live ID. Start Windows.
On-site Fulmama, because I know that's available. And there's a few.
Forms mode. Edit. Start Windows Live ID. Edit. Add. Condobox.mail.com 1-1.
If you don't know what you want, they have search boxes and so on here.
Heading level 2 choose your password. When. Star type password. Password edit. Left click. Forms mode on. Secure connection. Create a Windows Live ID. Star Windows Live ID. Edit. On-site phone number.
Somehow it's not moving in the right order, but that's okay.
Create a Windows Live ID at combo box. Hotmail.com. Create a Windows Live ID. Check availability. But choose your password. Star type password. Password edit. Left click. Forms mode on. When.
I'll hit that again. It gives you tips for a weak or to how to pick a strong password. I'll see
Forms
if I can
mode
like
password
that.
Edit. 6 character minimum case sensitive. Password string. Star retype password. Password edit.
You can
Left
check your password strength as you go.
Forms heading level 2 enter password reset information. When. Email address. When. Edit password edit. Star retype password. Edit. When. Email address.
I don't know. This page always loads weird because sometimes it shows this stuff and sometimes it doesn't. It says a strong password is over 7 characters and uses numbers and uppercase as well as lowercase characters in it. That's how to get a strong password.
When. Email address. Edit. Left click. Forms mode on.
My email address. I believe I'll use my AOL one. Oh, no.
R-O-V-R-A-H-C://
Because they make you verify it through email, so it has to be one I can actually read. Okay.
Forms heading level 2 enter password reset. Email address. Edit. This must be different from your Windows Live ID. Edit. Mm-hmm. Left click. Forms mode on. Forms edit. Email plan heading level 2 enter password reset information. Plan email edit. This must be different. Plan. Star question.
I know what
plan this edit. Email plan heading level 2 enter. Plan star 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 password edit. Left click. Forms. Enter password reset information email address edit. This must be different from your Windows Live. Email address edit. This must be different. Enter password reset information start question. Combo box. Select one. Mother's birthday. Best Chinese for threat. Name of first pet.
Name of first pet. This is my security question.
Enter password reset information star secret answer edit.
This has to be at least 5 characters long.
Your information star first name edit.
My first name.
Star first name edit Charlene. Your information star last name edit. Not check your information mail radio button. Check your information email radio button.
Last time I checked.
Your information star birth year edit.
My birth year is 1975.
Your information star country slash region combo box Cambodia Cameroon. Canada,
that's me.
Your information star province, combo box, select one, Manitoba.
That's me.
Your information star postal code, edit. Type the characters you see in this picture, play on and type the numbers you hear, link.
Okay, this, as I said, has an audio link for the word verification thing, which is
play
cool.
Audio and type the numbers you hear, link.
Play audio and type the numbers you hear, I'll hit enter on that.
Request a new picture. Type the characters you see in this picture. Play audio button.
Play audio button, and I'll hit space bar. See if it goes this time. Okay,
play audio
button. Wait. I'm going to hit play on that again and go to the edit field real quick and enter the numbers.
Type the characters you see in this left click. Forms mode on. 16.
Okay.
4 2 4 8 9 6 0 5 0 2 6.
Is that 2 for 8 or 2 for 8?
Hang on. Type the characters you see in this form mode on.
4 8 9 6 0 5 0 2 6.
Type the characters you see in this picture. Virtual edit 2,400 blank. Heading level 2 review and accept the agreements.
We're going to
Windows Live Service Agreement link. Privacy state, I accept button.
Assume I read those and hit I accept.
2%, 100%. Continue, no links. Windows Live ID, congratulations. Windows Live ID, congratulations. 4 headings and 4 links. Windows Live ID, congratulations. Link sign out, heading level 1. Windows Live Trademark Services, heading level 1. Congratulations. List of 1 items head of.
Yay! We did it! I created an account, and it's easy as that.
Selected Windows Live Messenger.
Now, go back. I can shut this down.
Windows Live Messenger. Service status link. Windows Live ID. Congratulations, Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay.
List of 1 items. Windows Live ID. Congratulations, Windows Internet Explorer. WavePath Masters Edition. Selected Logic Device. Selected A. Selected Record Control. The whole sound down.
Well, wasn't that smart of me to shut down Windows Messenger, but I will be back in a moment with it restarted.
Record.
All right, so you're signed in.
Selected Windows Live Messenger.
You should
Messenger.
Be able Windows to go back to your Windows Live Messenger, and if it hasn't signed in for you automatically, which I'm pretty sure it does, you can enter your email address and password that you set up, and it will log you in. I am using the one I usually use instead of my new one for this. So I have some contacts, but nonetheless, I am going to add one to show you how it works. And for that, I believe we go to contacts.
Menu, contacts, menu, add a contact, dot, 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 A.
That's right, that's in the menu bar. So Alt-C gets you to contacts, and you hit
menu
enter.
Bar. The Versiaga family outline, leaving menus, Windows Live contacts, edit contact, percent LS, instant messaging address, edit.
Instant messaging address, that would be, this is Kirsten again, who is K. dot Vadula at hotmail.com.
Instant messaging address edit K. Period. T A E D O U L A A A O T F A I F U C O F WAN. And like the Windows Live Messenger checkbox not checked. Combo box. Choose a country or region. 1 of 235.
Oh, goodness, I don't know.
Mobile phone number edit. Combo box. Cambodia and or Canada 1. Mobile phone number edit. Nickname edit. Combo box. Select the group. 1 of 4.
This is all the different ways that you can search for her. Now it's into select a group where you can
subscribe to updates for this contact. Checkbox checked.
Subscribe to updates for this contact. I'm not exactly sure what that is. That's one of the new features in Windows Live Messenger. I believe it's if you can get a blog through, it's called Spaces, you can get a blog, and I think what the checkbox means is if she has it, when it updates, it'll send you an email or something. I think that's what it is, but I'm not exactly sure.
Windows Live Contacts link. Save button, Alt plus S. Record.
Once you hit save, it takes you back out to your contact list.
Selected Windows Live Messenger. Windows Live.
And just to make sure she's there.
Top expanded outline button.
Illustrate for me one of the things I do not like about Windows
Top
Live
expanded.
Messenger. Not a very big thing, but you know, it's there. In Windows Messenger and MSN, if I hit K, it would take me to K, or to one of my contacts that starts with the letter K. Here, though, if I hit K,
Quick Search Edit.
It takes me to Quick Search, and that's not really where I want to be. So I'll down arrow the Quick Search. That, you can search for a contact name if your list is huge, and you don't have time to scroll down it, and it'll take you to that contact, I suppose. But I'd rather just hit K and have it land on the contacts that start with K. That's one of the things I don't like about the new layout, but...
Contact list, preview item, time, happy birthday, Kelly.
All right.
Found. Contact list, preview item, time, happy birthday, Kelly.
And
online.
I got down my contacts to make sure she's there.
Krista online, pay.fidella@hotmail.com offline.
Oh, there's Kay, and she's offline. But she's there. Okay.
There is he.
One of the things that I like about Windows/Windows Live/MSN Messenger that you can't do with the other messengers is the ability to change your display name. I.e., in Yahoo, in AOL, my name is Sharvor1975, and that's the way it always shows up. In Yahoo, it's Sharvor, and that's the way it always shows up. In Windows Live Messenger, I can change the way my name appears to everybody else. And this is, again, is a little thing, but one of the quirky things that I really like. And to do that, I'm going to go into Tools.
Menu, Tools menu, always on top, Ed.
That's the menu. Up arrow once to Options.
Options, ..
And hit Enter.
Leaving menus, Karatika, Carry, High, Offline, Alt, Plus, T, Personal, SOCC, Cold, Options, Dialog. Type your name as you want others to see it, Edit, SOCC, Cold, Alt, Plus, T.
Type my name as I want other people to see it. Default, if you don't change it, it will show up as your email address. So everybody will see your email, or would see my unsightful mama @hotmail.com as my display name. I think that's kind of bland, so I usually change it. If I'm just in, you know, a generic mood, I'll just put Char.
Type your name if you want others to see it. Edit Char.
Normally what I do, though, is put Char and then some message like, it's so cold was my last one, or happy birthday to me, or Merry Christmas, or something, in brackets. And this time I'm going to put Char, and in brackets, say hello to tech, talk. And so it shows up.
Type your name if you want others to see it. And I'll say hello to tech talk.
There we go, and enter.
Contact list, click.
There, now when I sign in and sign out, my buddies or my contacts will see me as Char, and then say hello to tech talk is my little message. And I think that's kind of cool. Now, what can you do in Messenger? AOL, we saw that you could do voice chats, and you could IM, and you could chat, and you could send photos or things like that, which is pretty cool. Windows Messenger, or Windows Live Messenger, allows you to do things. I guess since it's Microsoft, and you know, Microsoft rules the computer universe hardy hard, it's much more integrated with Windows. So you can do things, and I've never done it, so I'm not going to show you how to do it because that would be kind of silly. But you can do things like start a Word document that you and your contacts could work on jointly, or paint a picture, or things such as that. It's that's kind of cool. You can also request remote assistance. And my husband, who is a computer techie, has done this several times. If I wasn't across the room from him, I could sign in, and he could sign in to Windows Messenger, and he could take over my computer through the Messenger network, only if I allow it, and fix whatever problem I happen to have. But let's see. Let's go to somebody online here.
Contact list, preview item, Diane, happy birthday.
Diane, she'll do for the moment.
Contacts menu, send an instant message, yes.
You can send her an instant message, which is the obvious.
Submenu, send other, oh.
send out an
email. Email hi, Brisa@hotmail.com.
You can email her.
Unavailable, send a message to an MSN direct device. D.
Send a message to an MSN direct device. I'm not real sure what that is. Maybe a phone or something.
Send a wink. Hey.
Send a wink. I'll show you that in the chat. I think the winks are pretty cool.
Send a single file. Dot, dot, dot,
send a single file.
Email hi, Brisa@hotmail.com. E. Submenu send
okay,
O.
That's all we can send.
Submenu call L.
I can call her from the computer.
Submenu video V.
Video. I assume that has to do with the webcam.
Create a sharing folder A.
Create a sharing folder. This is something I didn't tell you about. Windows Live Messenger allows you to set up a sharing folder between you and your contacts, so they can put files in and you can put files in and you can share the files. My husband and I do that quite often. It's easier than trying to burn CDs or to email files or so on. So my husband and I have one of those set up. If I want him to do something for me, I'll upload the file to the sharing folder and vice versa. He has quite a music collection and he has it on his sharing folder so I can access it.
Start an activity, see?
Start an activity, that's what I was talking about. Let's see what's all in here.
Leaving menus. Start conversation. Mimic. Dead man's chest. Mimic. Dead man's search. Fox fantasy football. Music mix.
I'm going to go through these things and see.
Windows Live 1 pair safety standard. Mimic. ESP Billy. Music man. MSN photo slot. MSNPC.com immediate message news. MSN calendar sharing. Stress greetings. Mimic Latino. Movie decisionator. Whiteboard. Remote assistance. Application sharing. Mimic. Dead man's chest.
A lot of that was just ads and so on, I think. But you heard the whiteboard, which is to start a project together. Application sharing, which, as I said, you can do the Microsoft Word, create a document, and so on. Several things like
conversation.
That.
Conversation.
Okay, where were we? Oops.
Windows Live Messenger. Context. Sub. Create a sharing. Oh, start. Play a game. G.
Play a game. Cool. Sort of.
Submenu view. W.
View.
Contact card, C. Unavailable message history, space, S. Friends list, F.
Space, that would be the... It's the web page, kind of like MySpaces, only it's not, it's Spaces. How original. Photos, you can put music on the page, you can put a blog on there. So I can view Diane's space.
Friends list, F.
Friends list.
Profile, P.
That would be for the MySpaces friends list and her profile.
Contact card, C. Submit, edit contact, add a nickname, then subscribe to contact updates, A. Block contact, delete contact, send an instant
message. That's all pretty standard. So that's what you can do with a contact with Windows Live Messenger, other than just the standard send an instant message. You can also voice chat, but as I said with AOL, I would show you that if I could, but since I'm using the microphone, I'm not sure it would work.
Record.
All right, so now we're going to chat using Windows Messenger, and we're going to talk to Leanne again.
Select the Windows Live Messenger. Windows Live.
And on MSN, her display name is Leanne, so I'm going to find Leanne in my
list. Forming a shop. Hi, Krista. Leanne. Micah. Leanne online.
Hit enter on it.
Leanne conversation. Hit
edit. Message window. I'm going to say hi to Leanne. Say hi to Tech. Oops. Talk. And hit enter.
Char say hello, the tech talk says hi, Leanne. Say hi to TS talk.
We heard my display name plus the little message I put in, as well as the message.
Leanne says hi, tech talk.
And she says hi back. How are you tonight?
Char say hello, the tech talk says how are you tonight? Leanne is writing the message. Leanne says good, a little tired. Leanne is writing the message. Leanne says how are you?
You heard the typing as she typed and the message as she was typing the message. I'm fine, although irritated with the children. ATM. ATM is my version of at the moment. There are a lot, you've probably heard of most of them, a lot of abbreviations.
Charles, say hello to pick.
ATM is at the moment. LOL is laugh out loud. ROL is falling on the floor laughing.
Leanne says, oh dear.
They are making...
Hey, Leanne is writing the message.
Oops, we'll see what she has to say first.
Leanne says, the message came with lunch mine this afternoon.
Leanne
is writing the message. Leanne is writing the message. Leanne says, we got to go out for a picnic, which was nice.
I wish I could. They are making it difficult to record.
John, say hello to Tech Talk Zen.
All right. I would show you if Leanne was using, she's using MSN Messenger still. She hasn't upgraded.
Leanne,
if she was using Windows Live Messenger, I would be able to wink at her and to nudge her. You'll see, maybe I can nudge her. Hang on. We'll see what she's doing.
Leanne says, that's too bad. Would they sit for a movie?
Probably not.
John says, hello to Tech Talk says, probably not. Leanne is writing the message. Leanne says, or have that sit on them.
Now that would be funny. Alright. Let's try to
know. John say hello to Tech Talk. That's button both was in. John say hello to Tech Talk says, now that would be funny.
It didn't work. Winks and nudges, they both have audio output, and I'll show you some of the winks. If I go to Alt-W.
Winks button menu, my winks.
And open it. That was with an Alt-W. It took me to the winks menu. Now I down
lamp.
Arrow.
Lamp.
And I have a list of winks here.
Knock. Guitar smash. Piss. We have guitar smash.
And they all come with.
We have conversation.
Different audio things like the laughter, the crazy laughter, and so on. It's kind of a fun thing to do when you're talking to somebody.
We have conversation.
And that's an Alt-W.
We have conversation. We have said, I'm trying to decide if I should take Patrick to speech therapy in the morning. We have conversation. We have menu. We have conversation. Now that would be funny.
Alright, let me go to
moving to his review to not send the nut blend. Now that would be funny. John says, now to do because he or she does not plan. We have said,
okay,
you cannot send a message for your contact because he or she is using the version of Messenger that does not support this feature.
Okay.
Well,
she
has said, it's going to snow here tomorrow. We have said, I'm trying to decide if I should take Patrick to speech therapy in the morning.
Yes. So the
people
listening know where do you live?
John says, hello to TechTalk says, just the vocal listening know where do you live?
So the people. If you chat with me at some point, you'll know my typing skills.
I type way too fast for my English, or else something in Canadian,
it makes it difficult to type. So, sorry about that.
Liam says, I'm outside of Ottawa, Ontario.
Cool.
John says, hello
to TikTok. Not as cool as we are, though. LOL.
Jaws says hello to TikTok says, not as cold as we are though, laughing out loud.
And Jaws gives LOL this proper laughing out loud.
Leanne is writing a message. Leanne says, well, we've had a couple of minus 40 days in the past couple of weeks.
Okay, now that's more our weather.
Jaws says hello.
Okay, I think that's a good demonstration. I'm going to say thanks for the...
Hi.
Chat. See you on another messenger. Smile. That smile I do with colon right parenthesis, you probably know that too.
John says hello to TikTok says, thanks for the chat. See you on another messenger. Smile. Leanne is writing the message. Leanne says, okay, take care.
I'm going to hit escape to leave that window.
Windows Live Messenger.
And that is how to chat using MSN. Or Windows Live Messenger, or Windows Messenger. It's pretty much the same thing. Either way, it's Control-Shift-H to get to the history window, and then when you start typing, it automatically goes back into the input window. And those are basically the only two things you have to worry about unless you want to voice chat. Okay, when you install, we're about to turn to Yahoo. When you install Yahoo Messenger, make sure you look at what you're installing, because I forgot when I installed it a little bit ago. I installed Yahoo on my programs menu, Yahoo Messenger, Yahoo Mail. Yahoo is not my homepage. Yeah, it's not all stuff I wanted. I have to say at the outset that Yahoo is the least favorite of my three chosen, or of these three messenger programs. There are things about it I don't like, but I will do my best to be unbiased. Okay, so you've installed Yahoo, and we have the typical asking for your username and ID. Oops. And I will get to that.
Yahoo ID, edit server. Forgot your password? Get a new Yahoo ID,
I'm back tabbing to that.
Yahoo dialog, cancel button to activate quick space bar 80%, 100%. Yahoo ID information setup is detected that you already have a Yahoo ID. Your Yahoo ID information is shown below. Server set sign and using server rainbow button 102 to change the selection. Press up or down arrow, Alt plus S. Record control, wait.
Alright, when you first install Yahoo, remember, as I've said for the other ones, make sure you look at what you're installing. I forgot and ended up with Yahoo as my homepage, Yahoo on my program menu. It told me that I already had a Yahoo ID and I chose to create a new one anyways.
Yahoo. Yahoo Messenger. Yahoo Dialog. Now check on the terms of service shown above. Check on the check press space bar.
I agree to the terms of service shown above. Let's see, I do.
Check on the next button to activate. Personal account information. This information will help us personalize various areas of Yahoo with content that is relevant to you. It also helps us to better understand the types of people who use Yahoo. First name, edit, type and text, Alt, was F.
Charlene.
Last name, edit, type.
V.
Gender, combo box, select 1 of 3.
Female.
Email, 303, zip, slash, postal code, edit, type. Check add my name to the Yahoo member directory so my friends can find me. Checkbox to clear check my share spacebar. View the Yahoo privacy policy. Back button back. Next button back. Registration progress setup is checking for available Yahoo IDs. One moment please. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar 31%. Create your Yahoo ID to use this Yahoo application. You need to create a Yahoo ID and password. Suggestions for your Yahoo ID. Check Charlie Bree's 2000 radio button 1-4 to change the selection. Check Charlie Bree's 2001 radio button 2. Check Charlie Bree's 69 radio button 3. Check create my own radio button 404 to change the selection.
Yes. Somehow I use 1975 in my name for Yahoo or in my name for AOL, but I don't like all the numbers and so on. I think it makes it complicated, so I try and come up with something original. Although, admittedly, in this day and age, it's kind of hard to do that.
Suggestions for your Yahoo ID. Edit. Type and text.
Unsightful mama.
Password. Password. Edit. Type and text. Alt. Retype password. Password. Edit. Check to remember my ID and password checkbox.
Yes.
Back button to active. Next button. Password protection. If you forget your password, you'll be asked for your birthday, for your zip code, and to answer one of the questions below. We'll send you a new password to the email address you provide now, so make sure it is correct. Question you ask. Combo box. Select the question. 1 of 10. What is your pet's name? 2 of 10.
Just as a note, I hit the down arrow there. It didn't read it automatically, so I have to read current line.
What is your pet's name? 2 of 10.
That'll do.
Your answer, edit, type and text. Your birthday, combo box, month, 1 of... February 3rd.
Oh, again, I hit J for January, and it went to January, but it didn't read it.
Your birthday, combo box, day, 1 of 32. 5, 6 of 32.
Same
your birthday, edit, type and text. Alt plus... Current email address, edit, type and text.
I'll use my old one.
Current email address, editcharmer@yahoo.com. Check create your free Yahoo email address for this ID so that you may begin using Yahoo mail checkbox. The clear check back button to act next button. Yahoo
I'll read that again.
Just pay the following information you provided appears to be here in calendar incomplete. This information is required to create your Yahoo account. Please click OK and correct this information. You cannot use a yahoo.com email address. PC OK button.
Oh, I cannot use a yahoo.com email address. Well, that's...
Yahoo Messenger. Fine. Yahoo current email address. editcharmer@yahoo.com. M-O-C. R. Current email A.
Okay.
Grant current email address. Edit.
Unsightful mama at hotmail.com. Since I just created that
current
one.
Current email address. Edit unsightfulmama@hotmail.com. M-S-I-T-A-T-M. Current email address, edit unsightfulmama@hotmail.
There we go. The only reason I'm doing it like this, you can use your whatever email address you want, but I don't like getting spam, so I tend to use the Messenger addies because they get a lot of spam. I tend to not direct them to the email accounts I check regularly.
Check the radio via Yahoo. Back button. Next button. Word verification. Enter the word.
Word verification.
The box below. Edit. Type and text. Back button. Next button. Cancel button. Enter the word. It is shown in the box below. Edit. Type and text.
Well, do we have another way to do this?
John to pay for verification. Enter the word as it is shown in the box below. I mean, back button, next button, cancel button, arrow, PC.
Okay.
John, back button, next button, PC, back button, back, next button, back.
Try hitting next. There seems to be no way to read that.
Yahoo, dialogue,
do you have music? Okay, you'll see.
John, you must enter the word displayed on the screen. OK button, PC, OK button.
Wow.
Yahoo, messenger, Yahoo, dialogue, enter the word as it is shown in the box below, edit, type and text.
Doesn't seem like we can do that, does it? When I last installed Yahoo and created an ID, it took you to the web page. And if anybody is using a Yahoo group, they probably know this. Yahoo doesn't have an audio feed. What it tells you is we can email or contact you, so give us your information and we'll email you and help you set up the account. I'm an impatient person. That just drives me up the wall. But here, it doesn't even give you that option. It doesn't tell you anything at all as to how to get around the word verification thing, so we'll have to hit cancel.
Back button, next button, cancel button, back. Yahoo, dialogue, cancel. John, the paper sign-up process is not complete. Are you sure you want to cancel? PC, yes button.
Yes, I am.
Yahoo, messenger, get a new Yahoo, ID, dot, graphic.
Well, that explains the whole process. You can probably email them and get them to set one up for you, but you can't do it with the automatic.
Forgot your password? Yahoo, ID, edit, Charvor, type and text.
Okay, well, for the purposes of this demonstration, I'll use my Charvor one.
Cancel button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus C, list new, 1 of 3, remove the items using the arrow keys.
I now have a couple of friends up here. Again, I hit the down arrow, it doesn't read, so I have to use
the first keys. New 1 of 3.
I set this up, by the way. There is a setting. There are a few settings. My friend told me to, in the preferences, to change your view to classic. And there is in the
menu bar, net contact, action,
contact menu.
Menu, contacts, menu, app, invite people to join, input, submenu, unavailable contact details, unavailable view, message archive, voice messages, and unavailable submenu, linked bar. Show offline contacts, control plus
there
H.
Show offline contacts, control plus H, and it is unchecked.
Menu bar.
I leave it unchecked so that it only shows my, that's in the contact menu, so control plus H is the toggle. I leave it on unchecked because if I show my online contacts, there's no way to tell who's online and who's offline because it doesn't read it automatically. I don't believe. We will try and make sure. I hit control H.
Friends, 2/8, 1 of 9.
Friends, 2 of 8. So we know that there's 2 friends online at the moment.
Selected Consuelo Terry, 2 of 9. Selected Grey Wolf Adler, Chris Benton, 3 of 9. Selected Grey Wolf at HighSpeedPro.com, 4 of 9. Selected Gozu Mama, 5 of 9. Selected Mike, 6 of 9. Selected Msalva Sue, 7 of 9. Selected Taylor, 8 of 9. Selected Yataliba, 9 of 9.
Alright, so I have all of those, but it doesn't tell me who's offline or who's online. So I can hit Control H again, go back up.
Top friends, 2 of 3.
Okay, so I have 2 friends online.
Selected Grey Wolf at HighSpeedPro.com,
2 of 3. Grey Wolf and.
Selected Homeschool Mama, 3 of 3.
And Homeschool Mama. But so definitely keep your show offline contacts turned off so that you can tell that. Now, what can we do with Yahoo? I'll go up to Grey Wolf here, who is my husband, and I will hit
my context menu. Send an instant message. Dot, dot, dot.
Send him an instant message.
Unavailable call computer. Dot, 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 control
call his computer, which is not available because I don't have something set up.
Unavailable call a phone number. Dot, dot, dot,
call
control
a phone number.
Submenu more actions.
I don't have a phone number set up for him, so that's unavailable too.
Unavailable send to file. Dot, 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 F.
Okay, more options. There's send a file.
Unavailable share photos. Dot, dot,
share
unavailable
photos.
Play a game. Dot, dot,
play a game.
Unavailable new webcam. Dot, dot,
new webcam.
Unavailable invite to
new
webcam.
Invite
unavailable
to
invite
webcam.
To conference. Dot, dot, dot. Add. Unavailable invite to conference.
Invite to conference. I believe that is something like a chat, but I could be wrong.
Associate with another contact. A.
Associate with another contact. I don't know what
unavailable
that is.
Unavailable sample file. Dot, dot, dot. Add.
Okay.
Submenu more actions. Leaving menus. List view.
So we have the pretty standard. I can share photos. Yahoo is big into webcams, so I can, you know, turn on my webcam and let him see me wave at him. That's my husband, so he can see me anyway. I can send a file or files. So so it's pretty standard. I can also voice chat with Yahoo as well. To add a contact, we go into contacts.
Menu, contacts, menu, add a contact, control plus shift plus AA.
Control shift AA.
Leaving menus, add the messenger list dialog, type the person's messenger ID or email address, edit, type and text.
Alright, before I do this, I should note that one thing that they've done with Windows Live Messenger when they created it, between Windows Live Messenger and Yahoo, I think this is version 8.1, is you can now add Windows Live Messenger contacts to Yahoo and Yahoo contacts to Windows Live Messenger. So if you happen not to like one of the two programs and you have a friend that only uses one, you can add them on the other messenger and talk to them. So I'm going to add Kay. I'm going to add Kirsten's MSN ID to this. And she is k.thedoula.
Type the person's messenger ID or email address. Edit k.thedoula@hotmail.com. Network, combo box, Windows Live MSN, 204.
Live, that's right.
Choose a contact from your address book, dot button to activate. Okay. Next button to activate.
Next.
Next button. Cancel button. Choose or enter a messenger list group for k.thedoula@hotmail.com. Edit combo, friends, 101. To send an email, use if. Enter a brief introduction, optional letters, type and text.
No, I'll leave that.
Change dot button to back button to next button. When? No Windows
app.
Report control. Aim. Windows Live Mess app the messenger list. When?
Okay, what am I supposed to do there? Hang on.
Pause the take wave path V3.10 start 0 o'clock. Scroll down fast to my screen. Move fade fade. Normalize the option. Yahoo. Web easy. When?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do there. What's been going on?
No Windows active. Report control.
Okay. It basically took a while to finish anyway. I haven't
after
finished
messenger
right
list.
Now.
Yahoo Messenger. Add the messenger.
It tells me that.
JawsKK.Thedoula@hotmail.com has been added to your messenger list and address book pending his or her response to your request. Next, UTC. Jaws, associate this ID with an existing contact. TC finish button. List new friends 2, 103. The move that items use the arrow keys. Record device.
Okay, she's not online and I know that. So, but she's there now. One thing you can do on Yahoo that you can't do with the other ones. I know, I'm into chat. I'm Gabby. I'm female. Whatever. AOL, you can set up chat rooms and invite people not on your buddy list, and that's cool, but you kind of have to know what you're doing, and you have to set up your own chat room. Yahoo has the ability to go into chat rooms with people you don't know, just like kind of Java applet chat rooms and so on. And I'll show you quickly how to do that, because that's sort of reasonably accessible. We go to Alt-M, takes you to the Messenger menu.
Menu, Messenger menu, submenu.
Well, up arrow to chat.
Close, can, sign out, sign in, privacy, reference, submenu, Yahoo, chat, change, submenu, Yahoo, chat, Y, join a room, .. J.
Okay, we'll join a room.
Leaving menus, join room dialog, Yahoo, rooms page, enter chat room as combo box, charger 1-1, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, alt, 313 view, family and home, 6 of 18, to move through or expand items, use
shouldn't
the arrow keys.
Shouldn't surprise you all that much that I'm into parenting, so we'll go to parenting chat rooms.
Yahoo, rooms tab, the switch page, 323 view, Yahoo, public rooms open, 5 items, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
I'm going to hit P for parenting. There was, by the way, what that was, is I tabbed into a tree view and picked family and home, then I tabbed twice to get to the chat rooms tree view that I'm in right now. And hitting P. Oh, it did work. I was going to say it didn't work, but it did work. I just didn't read it. So we'll hit right arrow to open that. It's a typical tree view.
2. Parenting 25-6W2. 1 of 25.
25-6W2. I don't know what that means. And well, we would hit enter on there, but I don't think I will. I'm just going to show you how to get into it. You could hit enter there. I thought this was really cool until I went into a parenting one and had something like Sabrina here to service as many men as she can or something like that in the chat room, and I thought, it's probably not what I'm looking for. So be look out for that. But anyway, it's there if you want to do it. I'm going to hit escape to get out of that.
Yahoo Messenger with you, friends 2, 1 of 3, the move that I can do is the arrow keys. Combo.
All right, it's time to figure out how to instant message on Yahoo Messenger. So I'm going to
select the Yahoo Messenger. Yahoo Messenger. List. Select the friends too.
And I have a friend online called.
Selected Consuelo Fair.
Her name is Carrie. So I found it, and I'm going to hit enter to bring up the window.
It's Lilo Carey instant message.
And I'm going to say, hi, Carey. Say hello to Tech Talk.
A-L-T.
And I'm going to hit enter. And I hear nothing. So maybe I tab to find the message thing. That doesn't really do anything either. Looks like with this one, too, you have to go to your JavaScript. Go down, and then...
Hi, Carrie. Say hello to PS Talk.
There we go.
I am Byron with emoticons. Charlene, what show is it, Miss Charlene Warming? Hi, Carrie. Say hello to PS Talk. PC. Last message received on January 21st. John, Charlene Warming. Hi, Tech. It's Lilo Carrie. Hi, Tech Talk. I am Byron with PC.
So you have to keep track of it with the JAWS cursor to find out what's being said. If you are in another window, and I will show you that right
Ma'am.
Now. How... Are you tonight? Question mark. And I'll go to another
Select the Yahoo Messenger, Yahoo Messenger.
And we will hear the message come in.
Consuelo C. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, there we go.
Select the Consuelo Carey instant message. Consuelo Carey.
No, I'll use John the
JavaScript. John, because he's trying to get higher. Consuelo Carey, I mean, more Consuelo Carey, I'm fine. Consuelo Carey, higher. PC, man.
You sounded it when I talked to you earlier.
I am Byron, so I mean Warner. You sounded it when I talked to you earlier.
Yeah, so if you keep your JAWS cursor going, it's reasonably accessible. There are a few things in preferences you have to turn on to make it that way, and I will tell you about that as soon as I'm done talking to Ms. Carey.
Still massage there, Consuelo, Charlene, or Consuelo Carey. I just got home from visiting my parents after my aunt. Consuelo Carey course. Stone massage therapy course. Consuelo Carey course. PC.
Sounds interesting.
John, I am Liar Charlene Warman. Sounds interesting. I am Liar Man tonight. Consuelo Carey. Man, I was hoping I wouldn't make any spelling errors. Charlene Wilkins tonight. PC.
LOL. They know my typing leaves much to be desired.
C-E-R-E-I-S. R-I-E-S.
And I'm holding a sleeping baby to boot.
John's desired, and I'm holding a sleeping baby to boot. Charlene Warming, whoa, they know my typing leaves must be desired, and I'm holding a sleeping baby to boot.
I should be holding, but it's straightforward enough, I think.
I am Byron with desired, and I...
Carey is the friend I've been talking about who likes Yahoo, so I think I'm going to ask her what she likes.
Charlene Warming, whoa, they both desired, I am Byron. PC.
So what is it you like about Yahoo? Question mark.
Josh, I am Byron. PC.
Messenger. That is.
Josh, I am Byron. Charlene Warming, Messenger, that is. Man. Consuelo Carey, so what's new with you? I am Byron with Consuelo Carey, so what's...
Does that happens often where you get sort of a double conversation going?
PC.
What's new with me? Nothing except Mark's teeth.
John, Charlene Warming, nothing Consuelo Carey, so what's new, Charlene? I am Byron with Charlene Warming, nothing except Mark's teeth. Charlene, Consuelo Carey, I see. Desired, and I'm bowling a sleeping baby to boot. Charlene, Consuelo Carey, so what's new with you? Charlene, I am Byron. Charlene Warming, nothing except...
Yeah, tend to do the random key check thing. I'm sure you're happy, what can I say?
I am Byron, Consuelo Carey, ah. Consuelo Carey, ah. Charlene Warming, Consuelo Carey, conference to Mark. I am Byron, Consuelo Carey, conference to PC.
LOL. More like congrats to the rest.
PSR. S.
Us for getting through the crankies.
Jaws, through the crankies. Charlene Warming, whoa, more like conference to the rest of Super Genin. Through the crankies.
Yeah.
Charlene Warming. PC.
Us, that is the One thing I can say for using the JAWS cursor to review the Yahoo screen is that you don't have to move from the typing window, so that's easier if you don't feel like typing and so on.
JAWS conversation edit view action can slay up some IF Charlie through the grand Charlie Norman goal more like conference to the rest of Super Denim. Can slay up carry conference to mark. Charlie through the grand East Charlie Norman does that with me. I am Ironman. Charlie Norman does that with me. I am Lyra Consuelo Ferry. Yeah, I just said. PC.
So, what's the weather like in Saskatchewan? Question mark.
Josh, Charlene Norman. So, what's the weather like in Saskatchewan? I am Lyra Norman. Charlene Norman. Consuelo Ferry. Yeah, I just said. Charlene Norman. So, what's the weather like in Saskatchewan? I am Lyra Norman, Charlene Norman, so what's the weather like in Saskatchewan? PC.
I wonder if I turn my the screen reading to all, if that would
all be. All 0601.50, 0601.60, 06 none.
Not really, considering I'm recording
it. Charlene Norman, so what's the weather like in Saskatchewan? I am Lyra Norman. I am Lyraman, not available, send button, not available, I mean, last message received, out of I am, Charlene Norman, so what's the weather like, cons, Charlene, food, chunk, cons, chunk, cons, con, cons, Lilo, carry, instant, message, minimize, symbol, maximize, symbol, close, symbol.
The I am environments and so on are visual things.
Out of I am Lyraman, arrow, Charlene Norman, so what's the weather like, it's just easy.
Don't really have a lot to do with me, and she seems to have...
I am Lyraman, Charlene Norman, so what's the easy.
Star, P-O-K, star. Oh, I think I can nudge her with a control key. Aha! There we go.
Jaws, Consuelo Ferry, cold, I guess. Buzz, Charlene Norman, star, oak, star. Charlene Norman, star, oak, star.
So when you nudge somebody with that control G, it gives a bit of an audio ping.
Buzz, Consuelo Ferry, cold, I guess. Consuelo Ferry, less cold than usual. I am Byron, PC.
Here. Okay, that should be good. That's pretty straightforward. So just using your Jaws cursor, it actually isn't, it's actually all right, so.
When?
Thanks so much for that help in showing off the Yahoo. I should let you go to bed now.
Josh, I am Charlene Norman. Thanks so much for the help in showing off Yahoo. Charlene Norman, I should let you go to bed now. Charlene Norman, thanks so much for the help in showing off Yahoo. Some kids label carry that all you need. Easy.
Yes. Thanks.
Hey, T.
Thanks.
John, out of I am Byron, Charlene Norman, yes, thanks. PC. John, Charlene Norman, yes, thanks.
And PC. That is just about it for recording in Yahoo. The last thing I'll show you about Yahoo is how to set it up so that it's more viewable.
Yahoo Messenger listed.
Carrie gave me these tips. You go into preferences, do this when you first get the program, and that way you can see the messages fairly clearly, because that was fairly clear and concise. So go into Alt-M for Messenger and go down to Preferences, which is Control, which you can also do
menu bar, Messenger,
to get to it, I believe.
Yahoo, Messenger, Preferences,
yes.
Dialog, OK button, Hourglass, .. can click
right.
OK button.
That's OK button. We'll tab
cancel
forward
button.
Into
313 view, Messages, 12 to 15.
We want to go to Messages first. And she says to uncheck the visual things here.
Check when I receive a new message. Show the message window. Radio button. What? Check present enter in the message window. Send the message. Radio button.
That's
one.
Fine.
Check when I receive messages from people not on my messenger list. Not check miscellaneous enable. Not check.
Okay,
not check miscellaneous enable my environment.
Enable I environments. I uncheck that. It's checked by default.
Not check miscellaneous enable emoticons. Check
enable
on.
Enable emoticons. It's unchecked. It's checked by default, and I unchecked it.
Check miscellaneous enable audibles. Check box. Alt. Check miscellaneous always show captions.
Okay,
check
miscellaneous.
And
the other thing.
313. Check
my 313. Preview. Go to appearance.
Alerts and sounds. Appearance.
And.
Default content color for message windows change. Check when other people custom messenger interface style change skin .. button. Alt.
Okay. Messenger interface style change skin button, and then going to hit the space bar on that.
Arrow. Yahoo. Messenger preferences. OK button. Cancel. The skin combo box. Classic. 1-3.
Okay.
Skin combo.
By
physical.
Default.
Indigo 2-3.
It is set on Indigo. Carrie says setting it to
classic
makes a big difference. So I did all that.
Cancel. Okay button.
And it actually
Yahoo
wasn't all that inaccessible. As I said at the beginning, Yahoo is not really my favorite, but it's certainly not all that bad. It's very usable. And that's cool. And that's the demonstration of gases.
Selected consumable care, selected record.
One thing I should note about all three messengers is you have the option to put all three of them in your system tray so that the windows don't always have to be up, but they can be running. I found that with AIM 6 and Windows Live Messenger, this doesn't work as well as it used to. With Windows Messenger, you used to be able to have it in the system tray and do an insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog with touch. Select the John for Windows 1 of 10.
And do a W for Windows Live Messenger.
Windows Live Messenger signed in.
That's good. You can still do that. Hit enter on it.
Context menu, MSN home page.
The MSN home page.
My email inbox, D. Send an instant message, .. E. Submenu, my status, M. Unavailable, sign in, @ mail.com, S. Unavailable, sign in, .. Sign out, N. Open messenger, O. Exit, X.
That's all good. And what I usually did was hit E to send an instant message.
Sweeping menus. Send an instant message, list box item. Select contacts, list box. Check answer online, solve as soon as at hotmail.com.
Now, the thing that was good about this was that I could just hit the name and hit, or arrow down to my name and hit enter, and it would bring up the instant message dialog box. This, in a way, is better because I think you can select numerous people. So I could select Angela and Anissa if I wanted to. There are two problems. First of all, it shows offline and online people. So
check Angela online, solve as soon as it. Check for this offline and it. Check Andrew 74 at hotmail.com offline. Check AcclesNeal.com. Check Norman and Sean.com way.
And so on and so forth. Instead of just the online people the way it used to. So that's kind of a pain. The other thing is, you hear it says checked before each name.
Check for this up. Check Andrew. Check AcclesNeal. Check Norman. Check call up.
Which is nice, except it's not actually checked. If I
check Norman. Check
go to Angela here.
Hotmail.com. Check Angela online, solve it.
And hit enter on it.
Contact Angela.
Instead of bringing up the instant message, it doesn't bring up anything. So I have to go back.
Select the system tray icon dialog. Select the Windows Live Messenger signed in. Context menu. Leaving menu. Select contacts list box. Check
the same thing I did. Hit the space
bar.
So that it still says check, and then hit enter.
Input and send an instant message.
And there we go. There I would be able to send her an instant message. So it works. It just isn't, to me, as efficient as it used to be. But anyway, you can get to most of the features through the system tray, rather than having to open up the window. AOL used to do really well that way too, but I found with AIM6.
Selected AIM user is signed on.
It says AIM user is signed on, but when I hit enter on it,
6:01 p.m.
Nothing happens. It doesn't take me into the menu, and I haven't found a way to do that other than going, finding the system tray manually and hitting the right mouse button on it. So that just definitely doesn't work as well as it did. Yahoo.
Select the system tray icon dialog.
Oh, my Yahoo isn't open.
Selected record control. Record control dialog.
And now, through the magic of recording, my Yahoo is open, so we will try that again. Do an insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog.
Why?
Select the Yahoo Messenger 1 of 11.
Enter.
Context menu. Show Yahoo Messenger. Submenu my status. View. Send an instant message. Call computer. Call a phone number. Send an SMS message. Send an email. Sign in the mobile device. Sign out. O. Exit X. Show Yahoo Messenger.
So again, you can find most things you need to do through that
submenu
menu.
Submenu my status. View. Send an instant message.
Menu.
List view. Friend. 1 of 14. Selected Consuelo Carey. Selected Grey Wolf ad request pending. Selected Grey Wolf at highspeedpro.com out to lunch. Selected coaching number.
But again, we have the same problem. There's no way to tell by looking at this who is offline and who is online. But you can access everything you want through the menus or through that, so you don't have to have the window open all the time, cluttering up your desktop.
Selected record control. Wait, records.
So there you have it, AOL, MSN, and Yahoo. AOL you get at www.aim.com. Windows Live Messenger you get at get.live.com, I believe. And Yahoo you get at messenger.yahoo.com. My usernames, if you have any questions after this, My Yahoo ID is CHARVOR. My Windows Live Messenger ID is CHARVOR@gmail.com. And my AOL ID is CHARVOR1975. And I'd be happy to help you or just plain chat anytime you want if you want to try it out. And each one of those programs has their different things that they're good at. The AIM is great for getting together with your buddies and chatting. They all are, but, you know, that's what it's for. Yahoo is a whole package. The Messenger can basically be used as a center point for everything. You know, there's the homepage and the radio and the TV and the broadcasting. Well, I said that. The groups, it's part of the whole Yahoo package, and it integrates that well. And the chat, if you feel like doing that. Windows Live Messenger is great for application sharing, for resource sharing between you and your contact, applications and files and things like that. And they all have the basic, you know, chat to a friend, voice chat, video chat, whatever chat you want to chat. So just pick what you want, take it and run with it, and have a lot of fun. It's pretty addictive, I should say. At least it is for me, but like I said, I'm Gabby. Take it and have fun with it. Thank you so much for the chance to do this presentation, and thank you for listening if you stayed through all the background noise. I really appreciate that. I had a lot of fun doing this, and it was a challenge because I've done it through computer glitches and teething babies that cried every time I looked cross-eyed at them. But it's been a lot of fun. I really appreciated the opportunity to do it. So thank you so much. And I'll be available for questions right now, so fire away.
I want to thank you very much, Char, for giving this wonderful demonstration. And I'm sure maybe someday those children will become great instant messengers. Okay, Bob, I'll send it back to you.
Thank you, Rob. And thank you, Char, for a great job. And it's just great. It just sounded great hearing the kids there. It was wonderful, and that Rob said it very well. Let's see if people have questions. Our dinner bell's ringing here, so I'm going to let you guys just carry on, and I'll be listening. But let's see if people have questions of Char.
Well, I do. When you voice chat on any of those programs, those instant messenger programs, Char, is that like chatting through Skype? I'm sure you know what that is. Or must you hold down a control button as you do here?
I think you have to hit a key. I'm honestly not sure because I've never used Skype. I think you have to push a button that says talk and then press it again to uncheck it or something like that.
Okay, Skype, you don't have to press anything. You talk and it talks back. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, any other questions here? If you have any, she is very comprehensive. She gave you her usernames there. I won't try them for all three because they're a little bit different. I like charvor@gmail.com. I think that's the AOL one, but I don't know. But anyway, you can get in touch with her, or if you send me a question, we can forward it on to her. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions.
I do want to make a comment. I do use Windows Messenger. And basically, when you use the talk feature, you do not have to hold down a key. You have your hands free while you're talking. And so when you're talking with somebody, you don't have to hold down a key or anything like you would in this chat room.
You see, somebody that knows more than me. And I put my usernames and so on up in the text chat.
Yeah, I would like to say also, I use the I also use the Windows Live and Yahoo Messenger, and on Windows Live, you know, on both of them, you don't have to hold down the key at all to talk. And while you're talking, you can send somebody else a text type message. And on Windows Live, when you text type somebody, you tap the hold down the F2 key. And they're using Windows Messenger, at least 7 or 7.5 or better, you're going to be able to send them a voice text chat message. I think you have like 12 or 14 seconds for that instead of typing. you don't have to call them with Window Live, just F2 and you can voice text chat.
It's not a function I've used a whole lot, so thank you for the input, guys.
Once again, Char, thank you for a wonderful presentation. We do appreciate it a whole big bunch. And, we'll text chat with you one of these days. You never know when we'll get on one of those instant messenger, probably AOL or something to that effect. Someday, you never know. But in the meantime, thanks a lot.
No problem, and I'm just glad it was coherent. And again, I'm sorry about all the banging and so on. I didn't know how loud it was until I listened to it. So,
are you using JAWS 8?
Yeah, I was using the demo of JAWS 8. I've done it with JAWS 7. The only difference is JAWS 7, you have to turn forms mode on in AOL. Otherwise, it basically works the same.
Any other questions for Char? Well, if not, I would like to add my congratulations and thanks to you for a very really good overview of the three messaging services. And I hope that we've all gleaned enough information now that we can begin instant messaging. The archives of this presentation will be available on our website at www.accessibleworld.org. And so you can have the opportunity of listening to it again and picking out maybe those items that you heard and went by quickly and you'd like to listen to again. Or tell all your friends that it is there for your review.
I really enjoyed doing it. And I don't know, if you want me to do another one someday, I can, but not for about 6 months until I can walk away from Mark without screaming.
Thank you, Char. I think you've done a wonderful job under the circumstances. I would never have attempted it, really. But you've done one very, very well, and it was fine.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to run and do the kid thing and put them to bed and everything. But really, thank you so much for being able to do this. I had a lot of fun.